This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The National Milk Producers Federation's program FARM, Farmers Assuring Responsible Management, continues to evolve with improvements to the program's foundational pillar, animal care. Joining us with an update is Beverly Hampton Pfeiffer, Senior Director with FARM.
Yes, the FARM program is designed to have a revision cycle every 3 years. Due to that thing that we still seem to talk about quite a bit, COVID, it was extended a little bit. The previous version of the program was supposed to run until January of last year, but because of COVID, we extended that by 18 months. And so we wrapped up a version 4 of the animal care program on June 30th. And so we rolled into version 5 for animal care. Likewise, we also are working to the rest of the year updating our other program areas with standards for workforce development and environmental stewardship. So if we look at farm animal care, which is what most producers, farmers, and industry are all familiar with, we did roll into version 5. And so ahead of that process, we did have about 2.5 years. That was the blessing of this extension with COVID to work on revisions and getting feedback from farmers and veterinarians and allied industry into reviewing the current standards and making any tweaks that we needed in that mantra of continuous improvement ahead of that July 1 launch of version 5.
What were some of these standards that were featured in the animal care update?
In version 5, we got feedback from everyone within the supply chain and farmers especially, that we were really looking at refinement. So if farmers and industry are familiar with the program predating version 5, we really looked and saw a lot of beefing up, for the lack of a better word, in version 3 and version 4, adding specific requirements and corrective actions and building out standards and expectations. And that prepared us for this version 5, which we're looking at a few minor revisions and tweaks. Those include the addition of a moderate lameness benchmark to see if farms have a goal of 15% or less of moderate lame animals. We did shorten the timeline for pain mitigation for disbudding, so that needs to be addressed within 9 months if it's not already been addressed in previous version cycles. We also elevated our continuing education requirement for family employees to be similar, shortening that timeline to 9 months, and then had some refinement for calf feeding and for euthanasia. So we just added some clarity around colostrum management and expectations, as well as adding some support within our euthanasia protocol, so making sure that we always have someone on the farm to perform the practice.
Another update outside of animal care is the workforce development program. What is that and how has that changed?
Yeah, so workforce development is another focus area within the farm program. So if we look at all of the farm program areas, we continue to grow and add additional areas whenever there are asks and requests from our program participants, so co-ops and processors, of information that they need from an on-farm management standpoint to provide answers for their supply chains, questions that folks who purchase our dairy farm's milk are having about the products that they purchase. And over the last few years, we've seen more questions around the workforce space. And so a few years ago, the farm program launched workforce development, and it focuses on worker safety and human resources. And so we initially launched that first program area, version 1 of workforce development, about 4 years ago.
So these updates in animal care and workforce development and environmental stewardship continues to evolve the farm program.
There's a different variety of understanding of the farm program, but I think the main takeaway within the farm program evolution is that we know that dairy farmers are doing a great job on their farms, and we know that there's a disconnect between what's happening on the dairy farms and what the expectations are from our dairy buyers and from the supply chain. And so we work within the farm program to establish those metrics and a way to measure those at a farm level to provide that information to our supply chain and customers so that they can feel confident in the products that they're purchasing from our farmers. I would always encourage dairy farmers to reach out if they are participating in the program to their co-ops and processors, to their farm evaluators to be able to answer specific questions. And then our website, nationaldairyfarm.com, is a great resource to find contact information for us as staff.
Thank you for the update, Beverly. That's Beverly Hampton Pfeiffer, National Milk Senior Director of Animal Care. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.